创世纪第四章十二节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 20.
十二节。
Excuse me. Genesis chapter 4 verse 12.
神说：“你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。”十三节。
Verse 13.
该隐对神说：“我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。”这里神啊给该隐的刑罚是说他必啊流离飘荡在地上。
The punishment of the Lord to Cain is that he will be a restless wanderer on the earth.
该隐马上的反应就是说这个刑罚太重了，太可怕了。
But Cain quickly said that this punishment is more than I can bear.
啊，这表示说在生活当中流离飘荡就是。没有方向，没有目的。
It means that a wanderer on the earth means that you have no goal and objectives.
啊，生活在这种飘荡当中，这是啊很重的一个刑罚啊，是很可怕的一件事情。
And to wander is indeed a very serious punishment.
啊，有时候我们来到国外，我们多少有时候也会有一种感触。
Coming to this foreign land, I guess many people have the same kind of thought.
好像力量使不出来。
It seems that there is something that we want to do, but we feel helpless.
哦，好像一下子失去了那种目的，失去了人生的那种目的方向。
And suddenly we realize that we have lost our goal in life.
哦，有时候我们觉得好像我们只是跟人家。啊，人家说移民，我们也喊着移民，结果我们也来了。
There are people who talk about immigration, then we quickly follow on and we're here.
啊，我们不晓得要把自己定位在哪里。
And we do not know how to position ourselves.
就是我们来了很久，我们有时候还是有这样的一种感觉，好像很不实在。
And even though for people who have already lived here for quite some time, they do have that sense of emptiness.
啊，但是我们又必须去面对。
But the reality is, you have to face them.
我离开台湾十八年哈，回去过三次。
I departed Taiwan for almost 18 years, but in between, I have returned to Taiwan for 3 times.
啊，距离最长的一次是11年才回去。
I think the one of the longest laps between my return to Taiwan is 11 years.
那一次要回去，我就像幼稚园的小朋友，好高兴啊！
And the first at that time when I go back to Taiwan, I was so excited.
你知道吗？半夜三点钟我醒来了，再也睡不着。
And after I woke up 3 in the morning, I could no longer go into sleep again.
啊，我要坐六点半的早班的飞机从休斯顿。到洛杉矶去转机。
And I was supposed to take a flight from Houston to Los Angeles to have my flight transit.
哦，大概五点就要出门。
And I had to leave my home at 5 a.m.
我到我大儿子的房间，把他邀请说：“嘿 ，Daddy 要回台湾了。”
And I quickly went to my son's room and woke him up and told him that, "Hey, Dad is about to leave for Taiwan now."
我儿子揉揉眼睛 ，Daddy。还没来，清晨五点钟。
My son was so sleepy that just told me that Dad is only 5 in the morning.
头一转，棉被又盖起来。
And he turned his body and quickly fell into sleep again.
我跑去小儿子的房间，也是一样把他摇醒。
And same thing happened to my youngest son.
这小儿子就贴心多了。
Excuse me. I did the same thing to my youngest son. So I knocked it, went into the room of my youngest son. But he's much more considerate.
小儿子也是一副爱睡，然后把我搂着说 ，Daddy, I love you. Have a nice trip.
Well, at least my youngest son gave me a hug that, Daddy, I love you. I hope you have a nice trip.
哇，听了真窝心。
And I felt very warm at heart.
啊，回台湾之后，我打电话回家问我太太说，孩子有没有在想念我？
And when I went back to Taiwan, I called my wife that, are my children missing me?
她说老大有在念说爸爸什么时候回来。
My wife told me that my eldest son did, asking, my wife that when I was, supposed to return to the States.
啊，小儿子呢，天天 玩得很快乐，从来没有想爸爸。
And my younger son just play every day, forgetting about me.
哦，所以人有时候会被骗。
Sometimes I think we can be deceived one way or another.
啊，回了台湾之后呢，因为我在台湾这个增长了28年哈，所以很多事情都是很熟悉的。
And since I was brought up in Taiwan for 28 years, there are many things in Taiwan that I'm familiar with.
他们所讲的话我会都听得懂。
Understand what people are conversing about.
但是不到一个礼拜哈。
But after 1 week,
我觉得好像我不属于他们。
I felt that I don't belong to this place.
也不是说他们讲的话我听不懂。
It's not that I don't understand. I didn't understand what they were saying.
但是他们讲的事情有时候我真的还听不懂，但是又好像自己跟他们沾不上边。
But of course there are times that I just couldn't understand the things that they were saying. But it's more of the sense of a gap between they and I.
心里顿时觉得非常的失落。
And there's times that I felt lost.
过去我常把孩子有事没事叫过来。
In the past, for no reason, I'll just call on my sons.
跟爸爸互送一次，我是中国人。
Just shout the slogan to your dad here. Say you are Chinese.
我是中国人。
I'm Chinese.
自从那一次回来我就不再做这一件事情了。
And after my trip to Taiwan that time, I never asked my son to do that anymore.
因为我自己也搞不清楚我到底是什么人。
And I just don't understand who I actually am.
回到台湾，我不觉得说我属于那里。
Even though I returned to Taiwan, but I don't feel that I belong there.
回到美国，我也不认为我虽然拿美国护照，我也不认为我是美国人。
Even though I have American passport, but I don't feel that I'm American.
我不晓得我是哪里人呢。
I just don't know where I belong to.
感谢神我是天国人。
But I thank God that I am I'm a person of heaven.
这个生活有一个目标，有一个归属，对我们是很重要。
It's very important to have a sense of belonging and also goals and objectives in our lives.
这个生活有目的会带来几个好处。
With goals in your life, there are several good things that will come, will follow.
第一个能够让我们的生活真的比较简单。
First of all, it will make your life simpler.
在美国那边很多弟兄姐妹他们过去是到美国去求学。
Many brothers and sisters in the past went to the States for education purpose.
他们有一个目的就是要得到学位或在某一个领域上面来造这个充实自己。
They had a goal of education to attain a certain level of degree.In the field of their pursuit.
所以现在在谈起呢，他们都很怀念过去那几年的那种留学生的生活。
And many brothers and sisters they miss a lot of the lives they had before as a student.
因为有目标。
Because back then they had a solid goal.
所以他们生活真的很简单。
And their life was a very simple one.
这个家具就是留学生一代传给一代。
And the furniture they used was something passed on from the previous foreign students.
吃的也非常简单。
And the food was very simple.
每天的生活就是到实验室去到课堂去上课，然后回到这个 apartment 里头。
And their lives every day was to go to libraries, to the lab, or to just return to their dorm.
现在想起来还真的是忘不了那种。简单的生活。
And come to think about it, they all miss the life as a student.
有很多人这个白手起家，从自己的 garage 开始他的事业。
And many people started their business from the garage.
那一段生活呢，也是非常的甜美，夫妻两个人生活很简单。
And it was at that time the life was very sweet because the life was very simple.
很多事情都得自己来。
Many things has to be done by ourselves.
但是那种生活还觉得非常的甜美。
But that kind of life was so sweet.
因为有一个目的，有一个目标在，要把事业做起来。
Because there was a goal for you that you have to run your business successfully.
有目标啊，让人的这个生活能够更专注。
With objective, then you can concentrate towards it.
哦，要能够有所作为，我们必须要能够专心专注。
In order to have achievement, we must first of all be able to concentrate.
哦，这个留学生他要拿到学位，所以他很专心的在他的学业上面。
As a foreign student, in order to attain the degree that he wanted, that he had to put time and effort in it.
在几年之后，他真的拿到了他的学位。
And true enough, after a few years, he attained the degree.
因为很专注，所以能够有作为，能够成功。And
because of such concentration, that he's able to attain such achievement.
有目标，让人生活里头充满着这个活力。
With goals, then your life can be invigorated.
有时候我们觉得说非常的疲累啦，或者说觉得好像一种无力感。
There are times we feel that we're in fatigue.
甚至觉得说没有快乐。
Even there are times we feel that we're not happy at all.
常常也不是因为我们所工作的是太过于劳累。
It's not really about the work too much that we have done.
常常是因为失去了目标。
It's often time that we have lost our goal.
结果每天所做的只是一种觉得，到后来觉得是一种无意义，很没有意义。
And what you ended up at the end of every day is just meaningless things that you have done.
那在没有意义的当中，你怎么会快乐呢？
And in such a meaninglessness, how can you have happiness?
所以我们的生活一定要有一个，要有目标。
Therefore, in our life, we should have goal and objective.
但是有些人的生活目标呢，又不健康。
But some people, even though they have goal and objective, but it's an unhealthy one.
有些人的生活是被这种不满、厌恨所充满。
Some people's life is totally filled with hatred and complaints.
所以他生活的目标呢，就是要报复啊，或者就是说，要怎么去，主要就是说怎么去报复。
And his entire life is filled with vengeance.
有些人的生活目标只是在这个追求这种物质或者享乐。
And some people's goal in life is to pursue after material, period.
我们请参考一下路加福音十二章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章十六节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 16.
16节，耶稣就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛。17节。
Verse 17.
自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？18。
Verse 18.
又说，我要怎么办？我要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。19。
Verse 19.
然后对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的会用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。这里谈到主耶稣所做的比喻，一个称为无知的财主。
This is a parable of Jesus about a rich fool.
其实这个财主呢，他是很有眼光，也很有魄力。
This rich fool does have a goal and also a view of the future.
他知道需要扩充。
He knew that there's time that he has to expand.
他也能够预估到扩充不会有错的。
And he also accurately predict the fact when he expanded his facility is going to be enough.
所以照说他不是无知啊，他是很有眼光。
He's not someone of ignorance. He is someone with views.
那他也不是只知道这个赚钱而已啊，他还知道要好好的用钱来好知道怎么用钱。
Not only he know how to make money, but he also know how to spend money.
但是呢，圣经里头说他无知。
But the Bible said that he's a rich fool.
因为他生活的目标只是被这个他的物质、他的享乐来充斥着。
Because his life is only filled with drinking, eating,
赚钱
and making money.
在这里头没有提到信仰的事情，没有提到神。
Nothing in this person's life mentioned about the belief, a life of Christian.
我从一般人的眼光来看，他应该是一个很有聪明、很有才智的人。
In the eyes of people in general, will think that he's probably a person who's very talented.
但是对一个基督徒来讲，这样的生活是不健康的。
But as a Christian, this kind of life is very unhealthy.
有的人他生活是有目标的。
Some people they do have goals in their lives.
但是他的目标就是一些期望，一些别人对他或者自己给自己的期望。
But you find that some people's goals in life is merely an expectations of others on him.
为了达到父母亲的期望。
Take for instance, like you're trying to meet the expectations of your parents.
为了达到配偶的期望。
Or to meet the expectations of your spouse.
甚至只是为了达到自己所立下的一个期望。
Or even expectations that you have set up yourselves.
曾经有一个，我在一本书看到说有一个人，他在四十多岁的时候，他就被迫必须要退休。
And I was reading this one book. It says there was a person who was forced to retire at 40s.
四十多岁而已，他就高血压、心脏病、糖尿病都有。
At 40, he has already have high blood pressure and also diabetes and also many things else.
医生跟他讲，你必须退休，不然你会死得快。
And doctor told him that if you don't retire now, you're going to die soon.
为什么四十出头岁他就搞成这个样子？
And why a person in the 40s had so much problem?
在他退休之后，没有办法，一定要退休。退休之后呢，他自己这样子来反省自己。
And after he retired, then he began to think about his past life.
他就发现说，他人生的目的就是活在父母亲给他的期望里头。
Then he quickly discovered that the reason why he lived the life it was before is because he just want to meet the expectations of his parents.
所以他也很有能力，他也真的都常常能够做到。
Well, he's an able man. There are things that, many things that he had done.
所以他自己要给自己很多的要求。
But as things go on, he gave more and more burdens to himself.
他什么事情都要追求的完美。
He is a perfectionist in things that he do.
所以他是有人生的目的，但是他的人生里头也给自己充满着许多的这种压力。
Well, he has a goal in life, but this goal that he has set for himself filled with pressure.
结果到最后他一定要垮掉。
And at the end, he was at the verge of collapsing.
所以这种只是活在人的期望里头的，这也不健康。
It's very unhealthy to live your life under the expectations of others.
所以我们要去了解神给我们的人生目的是什么。
We must understand what is the goal that God has given us in our lives.
人生是需要有目的，没有错。
It is true that we need to have a goal in life.
但是我们也要去正视这个目的是不是真的是神要给我们的一个目的。
But you must truly understand if this goal is really the goal that Jesus wants you to have.
或者的话，我们也跟很多人一样，到最后我们会说，我的劳碌是徒然的。
Or else will be just like many people, many other people, that all of their toil and sufferings are for no cause.
我们请看以赛亚书四十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49.
以赛亚书四十九章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 4.
旧约圣经八百六十页，以赛亚书四十九章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 49 verse 4。
我却说，我劳碌是徒然，我尽力是虚无虚空。然而我当得的礼必在主那里我的赏赐必在我神那里这头一句话说我的劳碌是徒然，我尽力也是虚无空虚空。
And the first sentence here it says, I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing.
如果我们人生的目的没有加上去明白神给我们的目的，我们最后会落入这样的一个感叹。
If our goals in life is not in sync with the goals of the Lord for us, then whatever we do in life will be in vain.
甚至回头一看，觉得说那不堪回首。
And sometimes when you think about the things that you did in the past, it's something that is you don't want to think about.
像传道书里头所说的那个日子都是虚空。
Just like what said in the book of Ecclesiastes, that all of those is vanity.
这个1994年一直到1998年，我是在那个旧金山圣何西一带住在那里。94年到98年。
From 1994 to 1998, I lived in the Bay Area in California.
那也被称为是矽谷。
And it is also where the Silicon Valley was.
那曾经是一个许多年轻人所向往的地方。
Many youth at that time, it was a place of an ideal place to stay for many youths.
那里也曾经在一夜之间就制造了好多的百万富翁。
And there are many people who has turned into millionaire overnight.
其实在那里却也充满着许多让人心酸的故事。
And over there, there are also many sad stories that have happened.
我在那里的那段期间大概也是那里最旺的时候。
And the period when I was there was a time when it's the most prosperous for California.
我如果没有记错的话，每一年有十万个这个大学出来的这个学生呢涌入那一个地方。
If I recall correctly, that every year at that time, around 100,000 students graduated from school, and then they all headed for California.
有很多都是硕士、博士涌入那里。
And many people, many of them were master graduate or PhDs.
在那里就有机会了。
And because there, it is a place that's filled with opportunities.
大家日以继夜的看，大家都知道现在这些高科技的产品里头还缺什么？大家就是要看谁先把它这个发展出来。
And many people know that what is lacking of in the realm of high technology, so they're trying to get into that space in order to be.To win over others.
公司小没关系，只要我们先发展出来。
Doesn't matter if the company is small, as long as we have the strike for it.
如果先发展出来，大公司收购了，你一夜之间就成富翁了。
If we quickly were to build up this company, and if we were to be bought out by bigger firm, then you and I will become millionaire overnight.
所以真的制造好，真的是有机会，也制造了很多的。
And that's why many people became millionaire out of a sudden.
但是在那段期间，据报道，那个湾区是所有这些华人团体当中离婚率最高的一个地区。
And at the same time, there was a report and also a statistic on the Chinese in that Silicon Valley. That was a time when there was the highest rate of divorce.
是的，事业成功了。
Of course, a person was very successful in a career.
但是婚姻没有了。
But they lost their marriage.
有的是身体健康没有了。
And some people lost their health.
有的甚至生命没有了。
Some people even lost their lives.
有个弟兄跟我讲，本来有个同事跟他是同一组的。
There was a brother told me that he used to have a colleague who worked together with him in the same team.
有一天这一个同事要他说，我们自己出去组一个公司。
And one day, this colleague encouraged him to go out and set up a company themselves.
我们来研发某一项产品。
Let's go and invent something by our own.
我们那个弟兄比较保守，他没有一起出去。
But this brother was very he held back. He didn't want to go out and set up the company.
后来他那个同事真的经过几年，真的被他研发出来。
And after a few years, truly enough, this colleague of his actually invented something.
应该不是几年了，就是很快的哈。
I think it was within a short period of time he invented something.
哇，这个人马上替他家里所有的爸爸妈妈、所有的兄弟姐妹都买了大房子。
And then he quickly bought big houses for his brothers, sisters, and also parents.
但是过了不久。突然间觉得身体不太舒服。
But after some time, he felt very uncomfortable physically.
就检查是肝癌。
And then when he went to a doctor, then he found out he has liver cancer.
在没有多久就走了。
And not long after he passed away.
这是我们一个弟兄亲自告诉我。
This was a true story that was told by one of our church brothers.
他说传道啊，这样的故事也还不少呢。
And he told me that, preacher, you know, there are quite many similar kind of stories.
如果结局是这样，真的是道路是突然的。
If that is a consequence, then what's the point of tolling ourselves for it?
如果人生只有我们自己所想象的目的。
And if your life is only about the goals that you imagine.
这里头其实也充满着许多的矛盾。
But I would say that even within such a goal, there are contradictions.
所以人生需要有目的。
There must be goal in lives.
我们要以耶稣基督为我们人生的目的。
But I will say that we should have Jesus as our goal in our life.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章十六节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 6.
十六节。
Excuse me, chapter 1 verse 16.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。最后一句话特别重要。
The last statement is most important.
说一概都是借着他造的。
It says all things were created by him.
我们都是因为主耶稣而有的。
We exist because of Jesus.
所以下面一句话就说到说又是为他而造的。
And here it literally said, for him. All things were created by him and for him.
所以我们在谈到人生的目的的时候，这一个观念，这一点不能够忽略掉。
I think when we talk about the goal in life, this very verse right here should never be forgotten.
让耶稣，让主耶稣成为我们人生的目的。
That you must let Jesus become the goal of your life.
抓住这一个原则。
When you hold on to this principle,
我们才不会回头一看，觉得说一切的劳碌都是徒然的。
Then you will never regret all the toil that you put in the past.
我们如果懂得抓住这一点，那我们真的能够像圣经所说的说，我们所得到的是超过我们所求所想。
And if you can hold on to this principle firmly, then you'll realize that the things that you receive is far more than you ask for.
纵然刚开始我们或许也不晓得我们移民的目的在哪里。
Even though initially we didn't understand quite clearly the true motives of our when we migrate here.
但是只要我们抓住这个原则，耶稣基督是我人生的目的。
But as long as we hold on to this principle as to hold on Jesus as the goal of our lives.
我们有这样一个正确的目的，我们真的能够简化我们的生活。
With such a correct goal, then we can simplify our lives.
这是一种福气，是一种美德。
It is a blessing, it is also a virtue as well.
才是真正的丰富。
And it is true abundance.
请看箴言十三章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言十三章第七节。
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 7.
假作富足的却一无所有，装作贫乏的却广有财物。请你念一下。
Verse 7. One man pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth.
你这个是 NIV
NIV
NIV 另外的英文翻译本看的可能会比较清楚。
There's another translation of the English Bible will be much more precise than the one that I've just read.
他是说使自己富足的一无所有 make.
What it says in another version, it says for those who makes
使自己富足的一无所有。
For those who make themselves rich, yet has nothing.
那使自己穷乏的却广有财物。
And another who makes themselves poor are the one who has great wealth.
如果用 这一个翻译本的话，比较容易去了解这一个这一节。
I think with such a translation, then we can understand this meaning of the meaning of this verse precisely.
简单的讲，就是说你放得下的，你才是真的富足。
In a simple nutshell, it is only when you let go can you be enriched.
有一个人带着全家大小到佛罗里达 Orlando 的那个迪士尼世界去玩。
There was a person brought his family to Orlando, Florida, to Disneyland.
一家四口到这个暑假到迪士尼世界去。
So four of the family members went to Disneyland.
在夏天里头游客又多，所以这个好玩的项目总是要排长龙。
And because there are many tourists in summertime, so each ride they will have to wait for a long time.
但是一家人站在太阳底下，在那边一边谈着，一边等着在队伍这样排着队伍，也非常的快乐。
And while they were waiting for the ride, the family were chatting with one another, and they enjoyed such a happy time.
度假就是家人在一起大家谈谈心。
And that is what a vacation is all about, which is to share your feelings.
来建立这个一家人的这种感情。
And to build up the affections within a family.
但是今天的这个科技通信又太发达了。
And today, technology were so much advanced.
他们在等着一个项目，非常的刺激。
And then what they're waiting for is something much more exciting.
那个项目呢是四个人一组。
What they're waiting for is a game that involves four person.
所以他们一家四个人刚好可以，就是说一个单位。
And so the family of four is just right for such a game.
等一下一定非常的好玩的。
And they expected the game to be a very fun one.
突然间，这个做爸爸的这个手机响了。
And all of a sudden, the cell phone of the dad went off.
他就赶快开机了。
He answered the phone.
然后就离开队伍了。
And he left the ride.
大概经过了半个多小时。
And after half an hour,
这个他们家人也去玩好了，他电话也打完了。
And then they have finished the ride, and he also finished his conversation over his cell phone.
这位男士笑嘻嘻的对太太这样讲。
And then this dad told his family,
说生意做成了，这次旅游的这个钱全部 cover 了。
You know, I've just done a deal just now, and the expense of our trip this time is all covered.
晚上到 motel 去这个。Laptop 的打开就可以收到对方的这个订单了。
And at night, if we return to the motel, I'm able to tell if we have the deal over internet.
这个太太听了有点心酸。
And the wife, after hearing that, felt kind of sad.
爸爸，你错过了刚才这个全家人在一起的那个那个又刺激，又，这太太就是说不出来的那种感触。
And the son pointed out that Dad, you have just missed the most exciting part of the ride just now together with us.
真的人不容易把那个手机关掉的。
It is very difficult for someone to turn off their cell phone.
如果说家庭的这种香气是丰富的话
，If you think that it is indeed abundant for a family to be able to do a reunion，
这个人就是没有让自己贫穷，少做一笔，少不要做这几天不做生意，他才会有这个家庭的丰富啊。
Even without doing such a deal of business, he could have enjoyed the abundance as a family enjoys the vacation.
所以这个假装贫穷就是说你真的能够让自己贫穷，你才会真的有富足。
When it says pretends to be poor, it means that When you see yourself as poor, then will you become a great wealthy person?
耶稣基督如果是我们人生的目的，
If Jesus is our goal in our lives,
很多的事情我们才能够真的简单真的把它放下。
So can we simplify many things in our lives?
耶稣基督是我们人生的目的，我们才能够真的在信仰上来很专注。
When Jesus Christ is our sole goal, then we can concentrate ourselves in Christ.
我们才能够真的去明白神的旨意。
Then can we understand the will of God?
今天因为人不容易专注，所以很多事情，很多这个关系其实是很脆弱的。
And because people are so easily distracted by many things in this world, therefore relationship between men is so fragile.
这些人之间的关系很脆弱。
And even relationship among people are very fragile.
最亲密的夫妻、父母、儿女，那关系有时候觉得也会觉得说，为什么那么脆弱？
And even relationship between spouses and also siblings or even parents and children are so fragile at times.
因为今天的人不容易专注。
Because people in these days are distracted by many things. It's very difficult to concentrate.
如果耶稣基督是我们人生的目的，
If Jesus Christ is our goal of life,
那么我们的人生才能够真的真的专注。
Then our life can we concentrate in our life.
所以我们人与人之间的关系才会有保障。
Then between the relationship between human between people will be a secure one.
我们都愿意说神是最重要的。
We all wanted to say that God is the most important of all.
但是我们跟神的关系又怎么样？
But what kind of relationship do we have with God?
如果我们的生活不专注的话，我们跟神的关系其实也很脆弱的。
If we never put heart into our life, then our relationship with God is a pretty fragile one.
所以我们为什么越来越多看到信徒在教会里头是说出去就出去的？
And then we gradually find that there are many members of the church that can easily walk out of the church just like that.
跟神的关系也是很脆弱的。
Their relationship with God is so fragile.
耶稣基督是我们生活成为我们生活的目的，那我们的生命才会有力量。
Only when Jesus Christ becomes the goal of our life, then we'll have the strength and power from Him.
我们请来看约翰福音十四章。
Please turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14, verse 6.
第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，就没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣基督是我们生活的目的。
Jesus Christ is the goal of our life.
这样我们就能够一直的走在这个走在这个道路生命真理生命里头。
Then we can continue to walk on this way, the way, the truth, and the life.
那生活才会生活有真的目标，有真的力量。
And when we have true goal in our life, can we have true strength in life?
因为这是可以让我们一直往前进，一直追求的。
All these are the force behind our pursuit.
现在的人也很怕心死掉。
And these days, people are afraid that one's heart is dead.
为什么会说心死掉了？
Why are we saying that the heart will die?
有的人很早就开始了，心死了。
There are many people whose heart has already died long ago.
本来人生的目的在儿女身上。
Some people they have their goal built on their children.
当儿女上了大学之后，都离开家庭了。
When children went to college and graduated, they left home.
有很多夫妻就真的生活当中。好像失去什么，若有所失。
And then suddenly, both husband and wife, they found that there's something that's missing from their lives.
突然之间，儿女都离开了。
All of a sudden, all of their children left.
有些是在退休的时候，突然觉得说，什么都不是了。
And some people at retirement, then they think they're nobody.
所以有时候退休让人老得特别快。
And sometimes you realize a lot of retirees, grew old very quickly.
哦，因为本来工作好像只是哦，他的人生的目的只是工作。
Because before retirement, the only goal in his life is to work.
而现在没有工作做了，就人生就没有目的了。
But now without work, there was no objectives in life.
啊，没有目的就没有力量。
And without objectives, there is no strength at all.
啊，所以有的人一退休。老得特别快。
And you realize some retirees they get old very fast.
啊，但是耶稣如果是我们人生的目的。
But if the Lord Jesus Christ is your goal.
我们的生命一直是充满着力量的。
And our life is always filled with abundant strength.
更重要的，耶稣是我们人生的目的，我们才会去为永恒去做准备。
And when you have a Lord Jesus as your goal in your life, then you will have the heart to prepare for heavenly kingdom.
有很多的人啊，把这个目的跟手段搞颠倒了。
Many people has mixed up between objectives and also
the process, also method,
and also the method of attaining objectives.
这样来讲了哈，赚钱。哦，是我们生活的手段，赚钱是。
Let me put it this way, to make money, it is a
方法，活着的方法。赚钱是我们生活的手段，哦，生活要活着，我们必须要赚钱。
To make money is to sustain your livelihood.
但是赚钱不是人生的目的。
But to make money, it is not the goal of your life.
哦，但是我们常常把赚钱成为目哦，有的人把赚钱成为目的。
But a lot of people have set their goal of life as to make money. 哦，
那就不是说赚钱不对，而是说他把它搞错了。
I'm not saying making money is wrong, but rather they have already confused with it.
哦，因为你活着，你需要生活，所以你需要赚钱。
Because you live and you need to live on.Therefore, you need to make money to support your livelihood.
哦，所以它只是你活着的手段，不是你活着的目的。
It is only a mean to sustain the process of your life. It is not a goal.
耶稣是我们人生的目的，我们就不会这样子搞错了。
If Jesus Christ is the goal of your life, you never mixed up with this issue.
哦，这才会让我们去预备去面对永生。
Then can you confront your life and also eternal life?
哦。人是为耶稣而造的。
And we're all made for Jesus.
另外一点就是人生是为了永生而被创造的。
And also, we are created for eternal life.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
我们言知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了必得神所造不是人手所造在天上永存的房屋这里说到我们这个肉体是一定会毁坏的
It says here our physical body will someday perish
我们是要将来我们是要得到那个天上永存的房屋
But what we are hoping for is the eternal house in heaven in the future.
哦，这个肉体虽然它不重要
Even though this physical body is not important.
啊，但是它也很重要
But I would say that it's also important as well.
因为它决定将来的永恒
Because your body decide this eternal house in heaven.
哦，我们的现在决定将来永恒
And what Your life today decides what is the life to come in the future.
耶稣成为我们人生的目的，我们才会去为永恒来做准备。
And when Jesus become the goal of your life, then will you prepare yourself ready for the eternal house in heaven?
哦，那我们对我们的这种价值观才会正确。
And then will you have a right value in life?
人的价值观很重要
And this sense of value is very important in one's life
人的价值观 决定我们啊这个分别是非。
And your sense value can determine your discerning of right from wrong.
为什么有的人做错了？
Why some people commit wrongfulness?
因为价值观错了。
Because of their sense of value was wrong.
所以价值观影响我们分辨是非。
Therefore, this sense of value will influence the way that you tell wrong from good.
那价值观跟我们的人生目的有关系。
And also, this sense of value had also close relationship. With your goals in life.
耶稣成为我们人生的目的，我们的价值观才会正确。
And if Jesus Christ is the goal of your life, then your sense of value will be correct.
保罗就是有这样的一个改变。
Paul had such a change.
所以他说，从前我以为有益的，现在当作有损。
In the past, I thought there was something beneficial to me, but now I regard that as bad for me.
因为他的人生目的已经正确了。
Because he has already corrected his goal in life.
他问主耶稣说，我当怎么做？
And he asked Jesus that what should he do?
主耶稣成为他人生的目的。
And Jesus became his objectives in life.
所以过去有益的，现在当作有损。
In the past it might be beneficial, right now it is bad for him.
我们请再参考一下《列王记下》第五章。
Please turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下第五章二十五节。
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 2.
二十五节。
Excuse me, verse 25.
基亚西进去站在他主的面前，以利沙问他说，基亚西你从哪里来？回答说，仆人没有往哪里去。26
Verse 26，
以利沙对他说，那人下车转回迎接你的时候，我的心岂没有气呢？这岂是受银子衣裳买橄榄园葡萄园牛羊仆卑的时候呢？27
Verse 27，
因此乃曼的大麻风必沾染你，你和你的后裔直到永远。基哈西从以利沙面前退出去，就长了大麻风，像血那样白。这是以利沙跟基哈西他们面对着乃曼所带来的礼物。
This is a story about how Elisha and also his servant faced the gifts that has been given by Naaman.
他们两个人的反应完全的不一样。
Both of them reacted in a different way.
以利沙他是一点都不拿。
Elisha refused any of the gifts from Naaman.
基亚西是认为不拿白不拿太可惜了。
But Gehazi thought that it is quite he's missing out if he don't get those gifts.
同样的来判断一件事情，两个人完全的不一样。
And both of them have a different way of dealing with this issue.
因为他们两个人的价值观不一样。
Because both of them have a different kind of sense value.
价值观不一样，做决定也就不一样。
The difference in sense value will have different kind of decision made.
那所带来的结果当然也不一样。
And of course the consequence will be vastly different as well.
所以价值观对我们是很重要的一个项目。
Therefore, sense of value is a very important issue in our lives.
让耶稣基督成为我们人生的目的。
We must let our Lord Jesus become the goals of our lives.
这样我们会有一个正确的价值观。
And we'll have the correct sense of value.
这样我们的生活里头才会存着一个活泼的盼望。
And we'll have a living hope in our lives.
才能够像以利沙他们这样子做正确的选择。
So we can be likened to Elisha to make a correct decision.
那将来神所为我们准备的是那最美好的地方。
The Lord has already prepared a good place for all of us.
我们常常会互相问到说，你觉得住哪里比较好？
Sometimes we ask people, where is the best place to live?
其实这很难去回答的。
But I would say that it's very difficult to answer such a question.
哦，我们最好的地方啊，就是将来的永生。
I would say that the best place to live is our eternal house in heaven.
啊，请看希伯来书十三章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14.
十四节，我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。请念。
Verse 14, for here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come.
啊，我说过，我回台湾之后，突然觉得啊，蛮失落的。我不晓得我是属于哪里的人。
I didn't mention just now when I returned to Taiwan, I felt lost. I didn't know whether it is a place that I belong to.
我一直强调的，我是台湾来的，我是中国人。
I always say that I'm a Chinese, I'm from Taiwan.
但是我回去了之后呢，我又发现我又不属于那里。
But when I went back there, I just don't feel that I belong there.
那真的是会有一个很强的那种失落的感觉。
It was a very strong sense of loss there.
但是当我们学习到这里的经节的时候，我们就领悟过来了。
But as we look at the scripture here, then we could realize that.
啊，真的，我们在这里本来就没有长存的城。
We realize that there's no enduring city.
哦，我们所追求的是那将来那永远荣耀的城。
And what we are looking for is the city that is to come, which is a glorious one.
哦，所以也就不再啊，对很多事情我们不会有那种患得患失的那种感觉。
With this kind of concept in mind, then in many things that you see in life will no longer become something that you need to have.
神要我们到哪里，我们就到哪里了。
As long as the Lord wants us to be there, we should be there.
因为有目的的人生是最平安的人生。
A person who have goal in life is a person who enjoy peace in life.
我们最后看以赛亚书二十六章。
And finally, let's look at Isaiah chapter 26.
以赛亚书二十六章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3.
艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
Verse 3, you will keep in perfect peace, peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you.
如果耶稣基督是我们人生的目的，
If the Lord Jesus Christ is our goal in life,
那么我们就可以很专心的来依靠他。
Then we can rely on him wholeheartedly.
他也要保守我们十分的平安。
And he will keep peace in us.
所以我们常常提醒自己，是什么在主导我们的人生方向？
Always remind ourselves what is the motive behind the force of our lives.
这里头不要缺少了耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus Christ should never be missed in our picture of lives.
那么我们就是在今生也才能够有一个真正幸福的人生。
Then can we enjoy a fortunate life and peaceful life in this world?
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.